Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. This is Frank McKay, but more importantly, my very special guest. Actually, for a second time, we asked him to come on the show because I think the film he created is just an amazing breakthrough in a serious world problem. But let me introduce him first. Paul Lazarus is a filmmaker, director, writer, many television shows to his credit, tremendous resume. But I think his most important film to this day, in my opinion anyway, is Slingshot. And it's based on an invention by Dean Kamen. And it has to do with purification of the world's water supplies. And Paul, welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
Now, the best way to describe Slingshot, I'm going to let you do it. Nobody does it better than you, but give us a synopsis of Slingshot. And by the way, I should say before you start that it premieres in New York on Friday. What's the date on that?
July 10th.
Friday, July 10th.
Friday.
And where does it premiere?
I'll be premiering at Cinema Village, 22 East 12th Street in the city, and it's going to be playing four times a day, 1, 3, 7, and 9, and we hope you'll come down to Cinema Village and see Slingshot.
Yeah, everyone should see this. This is a great film, an important film. So give us a synopsis. You can do it much better than I can.
I hope so. First of all, the inventor, Dean Kamen, most people know him as the inventor of the Segway balancing scooter device. That's how he's well known, but this is an inventor who's been at work making lives easier and healthier for 40 years. And his Slingshot device is basically, if you picture a box the size of a small dorm refrigerator, essentially can take any form of contaminated water from one end in a hose, put it through the technology of the Slingshot, and out comes clean, potable, and super healthy water. It is an astonishing device because it's really aimed at people who have no access to clean water whatsoever. So you can take a very rural, developing country village, bring this box, and if they have any water supply whatsoever, they can stick a hose into it, pump the water into the Slingshot, and out comes clean water. And it has very, very small power demand, so someday it will be powered by solar energy, by biomass burning, and right now it can function on the power of a handheld hairdryer, which is an unbelievable breakthrough because the distillation process, which we all know, has been around for eons, but the power demands of distillation have always been very, very high. The real magic of the Slingshot is that it doesn't require a lot of power.
Now, let me remind folks that just may be tuning in that Paul Lazarus, director, writer, producer, Paul Lazarus is my very special guest, and you know his episodic work, television work is just tremendous. It's a mile long. His resume, that is a mile long. But we're talking about Slingshot. This is Frank McKay, but more importantly, Paul Lazarus is premiering Slingshot on Friday, July 10th. And that is in New York City. And give the theater again.
It's called Cinema Village. It's a very famous independent cinema, and just near Union Square.
And you're expecting how many people at this? How many people does the theater hold?
I think each screening is something like 120 people. And, we're hoping that we are a sellout. So get your tickets. You can go to cinemavillage.com to get tickets in advance starting tonight. And we're very excited because it's really the first time the movie is premiering in a real theater. It's been playing the festival world for the last year and been in something like 35 of different festivals and won countless. I think it's over almost 20 awards at this point. We're very flattered by that. But the main thing is it shines a real light on this very, very large problem concerning the world's access to clean water. And, much more gratifying than the awards or the attention is getting people clean water, which I think is what the Slingshot's all about.
Is it an oversimplification to say that this could absolutely solve the world's clean water problem?
Well, You know, it's dangerous to generalize about any one solution when you're talking about the world's water crisis because it's so enormous. Slingshot is one solution. There's a lot of different solutions. Desalinization is going to take care of major cities in the future. But the thing that's not oversimplification is that there is almost a billion people who don't have access to clean water in the world. And what the slingshot does, which I think is terribly important, is it can help those people who really don't have any access to clean water. Because, like I said before, if you have any source of water, whether it's contaminated river water or well water or sludge or whatever it is, you know, Stephen Colbert joked even a 50-gallon drum of urine, you can take anything, put it in the machine, and out comes clean, healthy water. Well, this is an incredible big deal to people who don't have access to clean water because usually there's some source of water. If you get a slingshot to that source of water and a little bit of power, you have clean water. And I was in Ghana when I was in the making of this movie. I got to go to Ghana twice. And I watched children in five separate schools in Adiiso, Ghana, and Pakro, Ghana, very rural north country, you know, up from Accra. Accra is the big capital of Ghana. You know, 90 minutes from Accra are these two little, almost some might say villages, tiny cities. Now, they had three slingshots and two slingshots in one. And I watched children who'd never seen running water in their entire lives run to spigots, turn them on, and out came pure, clean, healthy, potable water. And they were drinking it for the first time. This literally changed their lives. These are kids who could have to walk a mile and a half with a bucket, fill it up, and bring it back to their house. And it wouldn't even be clean. They'd still have to boil it or let the biomass settle. These kids were getting clean running water for the first time. That's what Slingshot can do and is capable of. This is an enormous big deal for the world. And, you know, it's just got to get out there, and it's got to become mass-produced to the point where it becomes cheap to make. And it's got to get out there because everyone deserves clean water. It's like air. You can't live without it.
What's the downside, or what's slowing this down? Is it simply awareness?
There's a lot of things that slow progress down, sadly. It seems so obvious. It seems so effortless. We are, unfortunately, as people, we're slow to change. We believe that the way people get water is you take these big municipal water systems somewhere in a big city, you take huge amounts of water, you clean it, and then you pipe it out to everybody who needs it. Well, that's lovely if you're in New York or L.A., but what if you're in Accra, Ghana? Or frankly, what if you're in Hawaii? You know, nobody's going to build these big municipal plants anymore, and especially the infrastructure of the pipes to get the water out 20, 30 miles away. Not going to happen anymore. So it's become a non-solution for the 21st century. Point-of-use water, the kind of water that Slingshot can produce, is much more viable. You know, think about the cell phone. If somebody told you today that they were going to build a big, massive, you know, telephone plant, and they were going to build wires out to the people who need the phone, you just go, are you crazy? We have cell phones. Why would you do that? Well, so Slingshot is to water like cell phones are to communication.
Yeah, you've shrunk the process. Actually, you've shrunk the system.
Yeah, and why spend all that energy getting the water out to people in pipes when you can bring the solution right to them? It's counterintuitive in terms of the pace the world usually changes at, but it makes total sense. And unfortunately, you know, this is something we say in the movie. When Western Union was all over the America, a guy named Alexander Graham Bell came into the Western Union chairman, the board, and said, hey, I've got this device. We're calling it the phone, telephone. It's really cool because you don't have to send dot, dot, dash anymore. You can say hello. It can do words. And the board of the Western Union laughed at him and said, oh, that's a marvelous toy. Isn't that fun? But what use could that be in a real business? Well, unfortunately, the slingshot is at the stage of the phone coming into Western Union. And the Western Union, people who don't realize how important the telephone really is or what it's going to be, are saying the same thing to the notion of point-of-use water. Like, well, we don't make clean water that way. We, you know, okay, maybe you can dig a well, or I'll give you a life straw, and or I'll give you a pure packet, and you can dump the chlorine into the biomass-ridden water. But I'm not going to put a machine in Pokhro, Ghana, to help them with their water. That doesn't make any sense. So, you know, the problem is the geopolitics, the ability for human beings to foresee how things are going to change, it's not as apparent as we think it is. It, you know, it took years and years before mainframe computers became laptops. It took 30-whatever years for a cell phone to go from those bricks to the iPhones that we have in our pocket. The slingshot is in the mainframe computer time zone, and it's in the brick cell phone. It's just, it's not ubiquitous. It's not everywhere yet. So it costs too much. It all seems so difficult, but it'll come.
Well, it's, anyone who hasn't seen the film must see it. It's a game changer. This is Frank McKay, but more importantly, Paul Lazarus is just a fantastic filmmaker, and his resume and again, I don't want to distract from what we're talking about, because we're talking about the premiere of a film that could have major impact around the world and should have major impact around the world, and that's Slingshot, and it premieres Friday, July 10th, and on Friday, July 10th, people are going to have the opportunity to see this. Now, Paul, let me ask.
Just to fill.
Go ahead.
It's a premiering in New York at Cinema Village on July 10th, but it premieres in Los Angeles on the 17th, and it's going to be in Philadelphia and Santa Fe and San Jose. It's in a growing number of cities. This is a very small movie, and we're very grateful to have this kind of commercial release, but it's growing and growing, and has a lot to do with how, you know, people coming to see it in New York and L.A. So we hope you'll come out.
Is it more important that, you know, like one Elon Musk or one Bill Gates or one Warren Buffett or somebody huge in the green community, is it more important, and I know you don't want to go diss the public who are about to go see it, but is it more important that one of them see it and react the way you want to than it have tremendous commercial success?
You know, two answers to your question. One is, we're not after tremendous commercial success. We're after a lot of people seeing this movie. I don't know if it'll ever be a tremendous commercial success, but the more people who get exposed and become aware of these issues, the better. And frankly, there are two ways to skin that cat of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or Elon Musk or Warren Buffett. The two ways. One is, yes, it's always important for those people who have a lot of power and can move things very quickly to see it. And we're working on getting the film to in front of all of those people. Interestingly enough, Bill Gates has been to Dean Kamen's house. Dean Kamen is our inventor. He has seen a slingshot in action and featured a 3-minute version of the movie Slingshot on his actual blog. So Bill Gates is becoming very aware of this. And I think, though the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation were not approachable in the beginning of this story, they seem to be more approachable as it develops. And I think ultimately, and hopefully, they will get involved. But I really believe that the way change really occurs is through wide awareness. And wide awareness is not going to happen because Bill Gates saw it. Wide awareness is going to happen because a lot of people know this story. And that's why we're really all about getting as many eyeballs on this particular movie story as we can, because the more people who are aware of these issues, the more people who are aware of what water really means in the world today, the more chance I think that someone like Bill Gates is going to do something. And, you know, there are a lot of people, as I said, close to 1 billion people right now don't have access to water, to clean water. It's kind of unbelievable that many people go without. That's not going to change until there's wide awareness.
That's a sixth of the world. Paul Lazarus is the voice you're hearing. If you're just tuning in or just turning on the radio, Paul Lazarus is the creator of the film Slingshot. And it is all about clean water, a device created by Dean Kamen that makes potable water from this small device. And you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a refrigerator size device that could change undrinkable water into drinkable water. Again,
yeah, perhaps it's worth giving an image how it actually works.
Go ahead.
It's a little, it's astonishingly simple and astonishingly genius at the same time. Basically, this box, this slingshot device, is taking crap water, boiling it and turning it into vapor, steam. All the bad stuff falls out, and then it's reconstituted as clean water. What's not obvious and what's not easy to explain is that it's using extraordinarily small amounts of power. And the way it's doing that is it's recycling energy. It's not demanding the same amount of energy per batch of water. What it's doing is as one water gets superheated and then turns into steam, as it cools down back into clean water, it's giving off that energy to the next batch of water. So it's a cycle. So the energy, once the energy is established, instead of it being new energy every single batch of water, each batch is giving its energy to the next.
Hmm.
And so I'm doing my best to articulate a very complex concept. But we in the movie, we explain it visually, which makes it a lot easier. But if you can picture water getting super hot, turning into steam, and then becoming clean water, but on the way to becoming clean water, that heat is exchanging back into the next batch of water and helping it to boil again. So it's this endless repeating cycle. And that's how it saves and conserves energy. And that's why it's, this magical invention, because that's the hard part. But we always end up talking about water when we're talking about this movie. But I think what I really love about the 7 years we've put into this is that the movie, in some ways, is a very large idea. It's all about, we can fix this. It's all about, can smart people with the right resources, with enough innovative power, attack problems that we've made for ourselves? And I think ultimately the journey of watching the movie is that it reinforces, and I think properly, the notion that if we put our minds to it, we can fix anything. It's hopeful in that respect. It's inspiring in that respect. And, even boiling it down, forgive the pun, but even boiling it down to the idea that science and technology and teaching that to our kids is so important these days with all of the technological and grand challenges that human beings are facing on this planet. You know, Dean Kamen, among the many things that he's done, started a group called First Robotics. This is possibly, and I've been a volunteer for this organization for over 20 years, it's possibly the best STEM, very popular term, STEM now, science, technology, engineering, and math. It's possibly the best STEM education organization I've ever encountered, anywhere. And this is, again, Dean Kamen, the guy who invented the slingshot, and hundreds of thousands of kids are going through this robotics competition program and becoming excited about being engineers and scientists, technologists, mathematicians, instead of maybe basketball players, movie stars, and rock stars, which, let's face it, our society, deifies those groups, and Dean would like to see some of that emphasis go to scientists and engineers.
My two youngest children, Clayton and Kayla, they're 13 and 12. They're both on their robotics team. My daughter's the captain of our robotics team, and it is a huge, huge turnout for the finals. And actually, there's so much interest around it. So what Dean is pushing is certainly working on that, and it's becoming a huge, huge deal.
I know, I love it, and you go to these championship matches in, let's say, St. Louis, or used to be Florida, or Houston, and you see, not kidding, 40,000 kids competing with their, you know, school-built robots in this crazy competition called FIRST, and it's as exciting as a football game.
I mean, it is. It's unbelievable.
And you've got marching bands and cheerleaders, and it's incredibly exciting to see kids getting, as Dean says, excited about the Super Bowl of the mind. You know, but it comes back to, you know, can we fix all these problems or do we give up? And, you know, Dean's all about not giving up. He's the most indefatigable human being I've ever encountered. Once he latches on to a goal, there's no stopping him. He's like a pit bull. And Slingshot has already taken over 15 years. And as he jokes in the movie, you know, maybe on the 20th year, it'll be an overnight success.
Paul Lazarus is our very special guest. We're coming right up on a break. Paul Lazarus is the filmmaker. The film is Slingshot. This is Frank McKay. But more importantly, Paul Lazarus will be premiering his New York premiere Friday, July 10th at the Cinema. What's the theater?
Cinema Village in New York City, just near Union Square on East 12th Street.
So we encourage everyone to get down there and check it out. It is an important film. We'll be back right after this break. This is Frank McKay. I'd like to welcome everyone back to Breaking It Down. This is Frank McKay, but Paul Lazarus is our guest, and he is talking about a very important film. I'm very excited about it, and I actually reached out to Paul after seeing this either on Vimeo or YouTube. I saw the trailer, like your sizzle reel, Paul, and I was blown away by it. And to me, it looked like a game changer, and I think it is. And Slingshot is the name of the film, and the device is called Slingshot as well. Dean Kamen is the creator. He's the inventor. He created the Segway and many other inventions. But Slingshot is premiering on July 10th, Friday, July 10th, at Cinema...
Cinema Village. And you can go to their website, which is obvious, cinemavillage.com, and get advanced tickets, I think, starting this evening. And, we hope to see everybody coming down. We're typical with films like independent films like this. We have a week's run unless we do exemplary, and then they'll extend us, which would be lovely.
Now, are you going to have any kind of dialogue with the audience? Will people? This is the type of film where people have questions. Are people going to be able to engage you?
Yeah, I will be coming to town and doing what they call Q&As, question and answer sessions, and I'm specifically going to do a Q&A session after every 7 p.m. screening, and on Saturday and Sunday, also the 3 p.m. matinees. So I'll be there and happy to answer anybody's questions. You're right, the film generates a lot of questions. It usually the people who see it are kind of gobsmacked by the information that what the world's really doing with water, and there's all sorts of questions. But I'll be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday at 7 p.m. each performance, and Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m. and happy to answer anybody's questions that comes down, and I hope lots of people come down.
I know there was a very favorable review in the Huffington Post, which, and by the way, if you want to get a grassroots thing going, the Huffington Post is not a bad way to start. So many people are reading what they have to say, especially on a film like this. Do you think the Huffington Post nailed it?
Well, you know, we were extremely flattered by the Huffington Post article written by Bill Robinson. Please read it, but he literally... He got what we're trying to do in such a powerful way. I'll just read his last paragraph.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, my film review, Slingshot is outstanding. If you want to make an indelible gift impact on your family, your friends, your children, and yourself, Slingshot is a certain success. Go see it and learn more about Dean Kamen and his ability to solve some of the world's most serious problems.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot right there.
Yeah,
that's tremendous.
I mean, it's very flattering. And, you know, I have to say, I've done a lot of entertainment-oriented films and TV shows and theater pieces in my career. Thank you for mentioning it up front. But, you know, 30 years of doing that. This piece, Slingshot, is important to me in a very different way. We believe it to be very entertaining, and there's a great deal of humor in it. Dean Kamen is surprisingly a very, very funny, provocative speaker, and sees the world in a very humorous way, and it helps make the movie quite an enjoyable ride. But obviously, this one's not made as an entertainment. This one's made to have impact on a really important challenge that we're all going to face and we're all facing right now. I mean, it's kind of amazing. I live in Los Angeles, and, you know, every third word is water because of the drought that we're going through. Mm. And, you know, and you talk about Detroit, you talk about all these places around the country that are already seeing water issues, and that's in North America. The moment you step outside of the, you know, the first world, and these are terms that maybe are not even appropriate anymore, but the, you know, places where water is not flowing commonly, they have a much, much more serious, life-threatening issue with water. Dean says it in the very first line of the movie. We could get rid of half of all the hospital beds in the world by just giving people clean water.
Wow.
That's
wow.
how serious it is. You add up all of the disease in the Western world that we consider to be what kills us, you know, heart disease, cancer, brain disease, Alzheimer's, whatever. All of that is 50%. The other 50%, bad water. Waterborne pathogens are responsible for 50% of the illness on the planet. So you get everybody clean water, you're doing the biggest health care movement that the world has ever known.
Let me point out to people, again, that this is Frank McKay, but more importantly, Paul Lazarus is the filmmaker of Slingshot. But let me, we just kind of glanced over your career, but I just want people to understand what you've done and how different this is than what you've done. You've made some of the greatest episodic television, and you were the director in shows like L.A. Law and Friends and Beverly Hills 90210, Mad About You, Grounded for Life, and if I'm wrong on any, everybody loves Raymond. I mean, it is a who's who of people that you were. Ugly Betty. I mean, 90210. I mean, just ridiculous. Better Off Ted, which was excellent.
Which I love. Yeah,
wonderful.
Not as well known show, but a show I happen to adore. Yeah.
You know, Big Time Rush, which the kids will know, and people with kids that
everybody
age.
Everybody knows Pretty Little Liars. That's the one that's the most popular right now.
Pretty Little Liars. Just terrific. I saw an episode that you. I don't know if it was the only one you did, but it was a terrific episode. I saw your name on there. It's just your work has been legendary. So for you to turn your attention to something like this is a much broader view of the world than just entertaining people. And again, I don't want to minimize what you do in entertainment.
No,
it's tremendous.
You know, I love to make people laugh, and I love to move people when I can to tears as well. This is just different. There's no, we're not kidding when we say we really want millions and millions of people to see this movie because it changes them. It gives them some really good, hard information about the world's water crisis and what's going on. And it presents the possibility of solution. You know, I've seen other documentaries that have tried to scare me about the world's water crisis and have tried to inform me. I like to think that what we spend an enormous amount of energy and time and money on gives people hope, not just information and fear. Because hope empowers people and hope stimulates people to do something. And it's really important to me, and it's been important to everybody involved with this film, and so many people have been involved with this film over the last 7 years. It's not funny, but it's really important to all of us that when you see this movie, you don't feel defeated, that you feel empowered, that you feel like, you know, we can fix this. There are solutions out there like the Slingshot device that matter a lot, that we have to get behind. We're aware now. We have to do something. We can't just sit on our duffs and let it keep going this way because it's not going to work.
Let's talk a little bit about Kamen, a brilliant guy from everything. I've never met him, but everything I've ever read about him, just an absolutely brilliant guy. Let me ask you a two-parter. When did you first meet him, and what was your first impression, your initial impression of Kamen?
I was very fortunate that Dean Kamen in the early 80s was working on kidney dialysis. He was basically reinventing the whole way that people clean their peritoneal cavities and, you know, do kidney dialysis, and happened to be working with my father. So my father introduced us, and I happened to be directing a play or a musical, and Dean and his family came to see it. We met then. This is early 80s, and we have known each other ever since, and I've been very, very fortunate that he asked me to make short documentaries about his various visions, whether it was the slingshot, the Segway when it was called Ginger, or whether it was his first robotics organization with all these kids. I've made, you know, at least a dozen short pieces about FIRST Robotics. And what happened was, after all of that time, you know, doing work with him and getting to know him, he told me about his work on water, that he was working on this device called Slingshot. And I thought, I genuinely thought, this is about 2006, I thought to myself, this could be the single biggest innovation that Dean Kamen is ever involved with, because the number of people that can be affected by this technology so far exceeds even, you know, the number of people who do dialysis or have his insulin pumps taking care of their diabetes or have the heart stent in their bodies that he's improved, or use his iBot wheelchair that climbs upstairs and gives people dignity, or his robotic arm, the Luke arm, that replaces limbs for amputees coming back from the war. This is different. This is billion people with a B, not millions, a billion people. And I said, you know, we really should turn a camera on this now, because the story isn't finished. And you always see the stories of technology after it's all done. Let's capture what it means to go from an idea in your head to reality. And luckily he agreed, but I don't think either one of us knew exactly how long the process would be to tell this story.
Paul Lazarus, again, is the voice you're hearing. This is Frank McKay. Slingshot will debut, and that's the movie, not the product, but the movie will debut in New York City at Cinema. God, why am I going blank on
this? It's Cinema Village.
Cinema Village.
Friday.
Yeah, this Friday, July 10th. And everyone should please get out and see this. And if you can't make it out there, look it up online. At least see the trailer. See the sizzle reel. It's tremendous. This is a game breaker. And what he is talking about is the invention Slingshot by Dean Kamen, who created the Segway and so many other great inventions. But Slingshot could create or purify water in a low-powered way. Am I explaining this right? Low-powered way in remote areas where with something the size of a hairdryer, the power the size of a hairdryer for, I imagine, just gallons and gallons and gallons of water.
Enough. The common way that Dean describes what a slingshot is capable of, which is a really good handle, is that one box, one slingshot per day can pretty adequately cover the needs of 100 people. And this is, you know, running off, like you said, the power of equivalent to a handheld hairdryer. So 100 people can have water to cook, to drink, to wash from this one device. So if you have a small village of about 100 people, you need one slingshot. If you have 200 people, you need two, et cetera. That's the part that does make it a game changer, because there's never been a solution like that. I'm very cautious about the word solution, because there are so many great ideas going around the world right now about how to deal with water, and they range from, there's something called the Pure Packet, PUR, and it's basically chlorine, and you dump it into a batch of water that's affected by bioburden, and the chlorine can really adequately take care of that, and you can drink that water and be pretty healthy. There's things called life straws, where you can put a life straw into a river that's polluted, drink the water through the straw, and it basically, through micron filters, I believe, will make that water relatively safe.
No.
But compared to Slingshot, the thing that I love to say is that, you know, most water remediation practices require a test before the water goes in and a test afterwards. And the test usually involves a scientist or an ologist of some kind to test test that water who knows what they're doing. The thing about the slingshot is you don't need an ologist. You don't need a scientist. You don't need anybody. You put any kind of water in that box, and out comes water guaranteed to be potable and safe. And that's a terribly important concept.
Yeah, that's a huge, again, it's a game changer. As soon as I saw the trailer, I was hoping I was seeing what what my eyes were telling me. I was hoping it made sense after looking at it a couple times, and it does, and it makes more and more sense. And this is the second time I'm speaking to you about it. Paul Lazarus is our very special guest, and he's the filmmaker who created Slingshot, the film, and it's debuting on July 10th, Friday, July 10th, and that is in the Cinema Village in New York City, and everyone should try to get there. And again, it's premiering in New York. That's the New York premiere of it. Again, Frank McKay here with Paul Lazarus, and if you look up Paul Lazarus, you're going to see a lot of episodic television, just great, great work that he's done over the years with shows like Friends and what was it recently? Pretty Little Liars, and just tremendous.
Middle is another recent show I've been doing.
Yeah, just tremendous. Let me ask you to prioritize what to give us an estimate on how much of a priority to Cayman Slingshot is compared to his other inventions, because his other inventions, I mean, he's got some very important stuff out there.
Yeah.
Where is Slingshot on his priority list?
Well, you know, he's often asked what's his favorite invention, and he says, I haven't done it yet, you know.
Yeah.
That's his answer. But, you know, I can't speak for him on this, but I do know that it's terribly important and high priority, the notion of the world's water crisis and getting clean water to people.
Well, it's a sixth of the world's population, if you think about it. It's roughly a sixth of the world's population that could be affected by it. Even the bionic arms, I mean, they're so important. But, you know, you're talking about, you know, millions of people being up. This is, you know, a billion people. I mean, a billion people.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain that he would be more than happy if this, you know, comes to fruition, that this machine really gets out there in a big way. Because I once heard him say to his own staff, if we succeed at this one, we'll have done more for health around the planet with this one invention than the 30 years we've been working on everything else. It's the scale of it is so enormous. And the potential amount of people that it can affect is so large that, you know, regardless of how you prioritize it, the number of people that can be affected is just an astonishing number. And I know that that impacts him.
Now, let me ask you the same question, but about yourself, in a sense, professionally, a professional question here. You seem to be so you know, emphatic about getting the message out on this. Is there anybody in your life professionally? Is there an agent or a manager saying, "Hey, Paul, come on, you know, this is wonderful. Uh-huh. You want to save the world, but you got to do some TV and you got to do this."
Oh yeah, no, I'm sad to say that I think I've pissed off every one of my representatives by not being not allowing myself to be available to do what somebody might call a money job.
And good for you. That's terrific.
On some level, they may have even given up because I turned down so many things over the last two years that at some point you stop getting asked. I guess I got a little bit bitten by my own bug and I drank the Kool-Aid, because there is something so powerful about making a movie that can affect people. You get very caught up in it, and I've gotten caught up in it, and there's no question that I've let a lot of other things go in my life.
Well, listen, good for you. I mean, I wish more people would give back like that. I'm sure you're not starving to death. You've had such a wonderful, wonderful career, but I mean, it's a great thing that you're doing. You're looking.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, there's a lot of satisfaction in it, and I have to say, it's not all altruistic, you know. It would be nice. It would be nice to go back to paid work again at some point. But and I don't say that facetiously. But there is a great deal of satisfaction in. I can't tell you how meaningful it was to interact with those children in Ghana and see them get this clean water for the first time in their lives, it could not be a more powerful personal experience.
Have people, now keep in mind we have about a minute and a half left with Paul Lazarus, the premier, a New York premiere of Slingshot. His film, just a very, very important film, is premiering in New York at Cinema Village. And there's four showings of this, and you should absolutely try to get out there to see it. If not, Google Slingshot and Paul Lazarus. Just a wonderful filmmaker and a wonderful film, very important. And now, just have you had, and keep in mind we've got about a minute left, you had people that you've worked with in your other life reach out to you and say, what is this thing you're so obsessed with? Can we help with this? Are people reaching out to help you, or are people not aware of what's going on?
No, I have to say, maybe it's the strength of the community of my friends, but they have just been absolutely supportive and helpful and really spreading the word like nobody's business. And these are people who have very pronounced careers in television and theater and film, and it's been very gratifying to see them embrace, frankly, a cause-oriented film and give it as much credence as they have. So, no, my answer to that is I've had enormous, enormous support from the people who, make the stuff that makes more money than
right. Paul Lazarus, we're out of time, but please give us a website where people could see the trailer if they can't get to the premiere, New York premiere on July 10th, Friday, July 10th at Cinema Village to see Slingshot. Where can they go?
Yeah, they can go to slingshotdoc.com, and that's just the title of the film, Slingshot, with Doc as in documentary, D-O-C, slingshotdoc.com, and cinemavillage.com is where they can go to get tickets in New York. But as I said, we're going to be all over the country in July and August and September, and DVDs are coming, and iTunes, and Netflix, and all of that stuff. I think we're going to be on Netflix in 15 languages, but it's best to see in the theater, and I'll be there in New York this coming weekend. I hope everybody will come down.
Paul Lazarus, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Frank McKay signing off. Again, Paul Lazarus, wonderful director, writer, producer, and filmmaker of Slingshot. Please check it out. Cinema Village on July 10th, Friday, July 10th. Please check out the New York premiere of Slingshot. Very important work. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.